We're getting a deeper understanding of why it's so hard to combat homelessness. Across the United States, more than 150,000 families are homeless. That number has been going down in part because of the improving economy, but also with the help of a federal program. It's called Rapid Rehousing. The goal is to quickly move families out of shelters and into homes. But new research by the Obama administration has found that for many, it's only a temporary fix. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
It seemed like a good idea back in 2009 when the recession had pushed thousands of families into homelessness. Rather than stay in shelters, families would get rental assistance for a few months or maybe a year so they could get back on their feet.
What Rapid Rehousing did is say, from the moment a family walks in, how can we get you out of here as quickly as possible and back into a home of your own?
Jennifer Ho is a senior advisor at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Her agency helped spend about $1.5 billion on the program, making it a key tool for reducing homelessness for hundreds of thousands of families. But Ho says now new research by HUD has raised some red flags.
Rapid rehousing is not a magic solution.
Instead, families that get rapid rehousing appear to be just as likely later on to face the same housing problems as families that stay in shelters. Many end up returning to a shelter, doubling up with family and friends, or moving from place to place.
I'm not going to have this conversation with you. Hand me the squirters.
Jordan McClellan, a single mother of three in Washington, D.C., knows this all too well. Over the past 8 years, she's gone from program to program, never getting very far from the brink of homelessness.
There have been many days where I just wanted to give up. Like, I felt like nobody heard me, nobody cared.
It began when she had two small children, was pregnant, lost her telemarketing job, and was evicted from her apartment. As many families do, she went to live with a parent, but it didn't work out. So she moved into a homeless shelter for a year, then transitional housing, where her rent was subsidized. When she got a job as a medical assistant, her rent went up.
And literally the month that my rent went up, I lost my job.
But the rent stayed high for a while, leaving her in debt and facing eviction. Then McClellan was told she was moving to a new program called Rapid Rehousing. More rental aid, but just for a year. Then she was on her own.
The way the program is set up, every 4 months, your rent goes up 10% to get you by the end of that year in a place where you can pay the full market rent. And mind you, market rent at my unit was $1,700.
The assumption was that at the end of the program, McClellan would have a job. But instead, she had hip surgery and couldn't work. She was told she could get a 3-month extension.
But that extension was contingent upon me having surgery on my other leg,
which would make it all but impossible for her to find work. So McClellan went to the Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless, where Marta Berrison is a staff attorney. Berrison says rapid rehousing is intended for families who face short-term crises, not those like McClellan, who have a whole host of problems. For some of her clients, rapid rehousing is more like rapid revolving door.
Oftentimes, families who had been doing everything they could to increase their income and be able to afford the rent in their unit, but just weren't there yet, and they were being cut off, they were being evicted, and they were coming back into shelter.
It is a legitimate complaint.
Laura Zeilinger is Washington, D.C.'s new director of human services. She says in the past, the city sometimes used rapid rehousing as a stick to motivate families to get work, even though they clearly needed more help. She's trying to change that.
To really support families differently, to say, we really believe in your potential to be able to make it in the long run, and we are here with you to support you in doing so.
By providing help with other things like job training and education. But Zeilinger defends rapid rehousing. She says it's been a big success for many families, that it's more stable and less expensive than a shelter. She and others in the field also take issue with some of HUD's findings, noting that it only looks at 12 communities around the country. Jennifer Ho of HUD agrees that the goal is to improve the program, not to replace it. In Jordan McClellan's case, things are starting to look up.
Eventually, in this lovely little closet, I will have my own washer and dryer. And I cannot wait.
she's just landed what almost everyone, including HUD, agrees is the best way to help homeless families. She got a permanent housing voucher, which she's used for a new apartment. McClellan will have to pay 30% of her income in rent, but there's no time limit.
You know, it's a sense of security, like, okay, I have a roof over my head. Now I can focus on everything else. Now I can focus on getting a job and, and moving forward in life.
But the waiting list for such vouchers are years, even decades long. And no one expects Congress to fund more, which is why rapid rehousing and how it works is getting a closer look. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.